first 10 minutes of the first half, we were very fortunate not to be 1 or 2-0 down. We were very, very sloppy and slow out. I felt we cleared our head a little bit, but I felt from, even though we went 1-0 down, up to probably 2 or 3 minutes before half-time, I felt after the first 10 minutes of the first half that we created some good opportunities at the other end. Some good balls went across the box, a couple of good efforts from Fabio and that, and we were very much in the game. But the biggest problem here tonight, Gary, was the charity of the goals we give away. You know, at the end of the day, I felt that their 3 goals tonight they haven't had to work for. You know, you can go in at 1-0 down at half-time and still believe, and I certainly was thinking, looking at the clock at the far end there, 3 minutes to go, I thought 1-0 at half-time, we're very much in this game. And you can't be giving a goal away on the stroke of half-time to be 2-0 down, especially against a team like Dover, and then coming out to start the second half and giving another one away. Now, you know, there's no secret from the defending point of view, which has been the case basically all season. We are the 7th top highest scorers in the league and arguably the bottom 2 in goals conceded. And you shouldn't be turning around and having to turn around and having to get 3 or 4 goals away from home or anywhere to get results. But when you look at the one end and you've got Goziagua in a rich vein of form at the moment, he's got 7 goals in the last 5 games. Whatever way you look at it, Torquay in the FA Cup, he got 2. 2 at Stockport in the FA Cup, he got 2. 2 at Maidstone, he got 2. And he's got 1 here tonight. And, you know, there was opportunities here tonight. And what I'm frustrated about probably was that you come out at the start of the second half, you get yourself back in, or you like to think you can be back in the game and still with a chance. And all of a sudden, the hard work that you talk about and the game plan at the start of the second half has gone out the window through sheer lack of concentration and discipline from a group of players defending. And that was it, really. We got one back. We had an opportunity to make it 3-2. Because after they did score, we were all over the shop for 5 or 10 minutes. And being fair, any ones of those the defenders who were playing at the back area tonight could have came off. It was purely a case of where we was at that time to a couple of players to get a couple of players a run and go from there, really. And we got one back and another night at 3-1. Delano's got a chance where it was probably harder to miss and score. He's 2 yards out, a shot from Jake Caprice. All of a sudden, it's 3-2 with 8 minutes to go. It's a different game. And you can't be, as I say, giving goals away we did here tonight and getting punished the way you are.
The crux of the game really was, Gary, John and I said it during the commentary, cheap goals, as you've just alluded to, at very poor times of the game.
Yeah, they were. They, as I say, you know, on the stroke of half-time, the second one, and the start of the second half, the third one. You know, when you say second and third, it hurts to say that. You know, it's too cheap the goals. And as I said, like, you know, we've kept battling on, and there was times we played some good football at times. There's no doubt about that. And I felt that, as I say, apart from the first 10 minutes going into half-time, we were probably the better team in the first half. You know, there's those decisions in respect to when balls go into the penalty area. You know, what you put on, Jake Caprice put 3 or 4 great balls on there or into the penalty area. Couldn't quite get on the end of them. And, you know, there was some encouraging signs, but you can't be chasing the game the way we're chasing the game, Gary. And like I say, you know, it was a good win on Saturday, and I think that if any player was left out of a team which had won 3-0 on Saturday, they could have been very, very disappointed and upset. They all earned their right tonight to turn around and be starting after the performance and the result on Saturday. So, you know, at the end of the day, when players have that opportunity to go and show again from the result, what you got on the way at Maidstone on Saturday, to hopefully build on that, we look defensively like a completely different team with the same players from that point of view.